Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Scottish Prisoner by Diana Gabaldon, narrated by Rick Holmes and Jeff Woodman, and directed by Kathleen Gormley.
Prologue. If you deal in death routinely, there are two paths. Either it becomes routine, in which case you risk killing for nothing and thus lose your soul. But if the lives you take are worth nothing, neither is yours. Or if you become that much more aware of the value of a life and that much more reluctant to take one without the direst necessity. For that way you risk losing your own life. There are the quick and there are the dead, and I do not mean what St. Paul meant about that, but not your soul. Soldiers manage by dividing themselves. They're one man in the killing, another at home, and the man that dandles his bairn on his knee has nothing to do with the man who crushed his enemy's throat with his boot. So he tells himself, sometimes successfully. But it marks you, killing, no matter why it's done. It's a brand upon your heart, and while it may heal, the mark cannot be removed, save by a blade. All you can hope for is a cleaner scar. Section 1. The Fate of the Fuses. Chapter 1. April Fool. Hellwater, the Lake District, April 1st, 1760. It was so cold out he thought his cock might break off in his hand, if he could find it. The thought passed through his sleep-mazed mind like one of the small, icy draughts that darted through the loft, making him open his eyes. He could find it now, had waked with his fist wrapped round.